Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox, back after a little vacation. How you doing? How'd you do without me?
I survived.
You survived?
Yeah.
Station's still here. A little technical difficulties this morning, but that wasn't your fault. It didn't burn down while I was gone.
It actually may have been my fault. Something weird happened this morning when I plugged
in
my headphones.
That's not your fault.
No, I was electrocuted.
No. We're not blaming you for that.
I short-circuited.
We're not blaming you for that. Anyways, good week. How was it?
It was totally good. Good callers. They kept me company. I was pretty lonely, to be honest with you, but luckily I was able to be calling and texting people.
Well, now you know how I feel sitting here with your unlimited vacation and all your cruises and stuff you're going on, and that's how I'm going to feel in a week or so, right?
No, that's how you're going to feel on Wednesday morning.
Of this week? What? You're already leaving me? We don't even get a full week together?
Do you still have vacation brain? Yeah.
I just got back.
I told you before you left, I said next week is going to be, or the following week is going to be a weird week because I'm in the office 2 days and then I leave.
Oh my God. I got to be honest with you. I'm getting annoyed because I just want to get into the routine of the new year. And I haven't been able to do that with all the random 3 day weekends and time off. And I took a vacation. You've already taken vacation. Now you're on your second vacation.
But after this vacation, I'm done. So we won't have to worry about that.
All right. What days are you off again? Refresh my memory.
So
I know I got to write it down in my notes.
I'm leaving for Vegas Wednesday morning. So I will not be here Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Can't forget that one. So I won't be here Wednesday through Friday, and then I will be out on Monday the 19th. The 19th, fun fact, President's Day. Don't forget that one.
Do we get that off?
I have no idea, but I will be back on the 20th.
You're back on the 20th?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday without you.
Yeah, so four days. But you get a break in between. It won't be as lonesome as a full Monday through Friday.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say, you have more tasks than I do. My internal clock of anxiety was waking me up before my alarm every day, which was so, so, so early. And I'd be like, oh my God. My body won't even let me get 10 extra minutes of sleep because I'm like, I'm gonna sleep in.
You gotta get
I'm gonna miss the show.
You gotta get the weather reports from MTW and the news in and the ski and board report and all that.
I know it. So that was the only stressful thing. Other than that, it was smooth sailing.
What was the highlight of your weekend this past weekend?
Oh my gosh.
Or you can give me the whole week since I missed an entire week.
You know what? I feel like the highlight of the weekend was just watching the Super Bowl and it taking place in Vegas and getting really excited to go to Vegas in 2 days and being like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Unfortunately, they have closed it down. They said, we need to recover. So we're going to take a few days off. So it's going to be closed when you get
there. Clean up all the trash in the streets.
No,
but I was looking at the Sphere and all the hotels. And I was trying to find mine and the Strip. And Usher had it was very Vegas, the halftime performance with the showgirls and all the acrobatics and Cirque du Soleil. So I was like, wow, I'm going to experience that.
All right. So that was the highlight for you. I had a good vacation. Thanks for asking.
I haven't gone there yet. I liked that video you posted of you falling down on your ice skates, and I cannot believe that Maura didn't slice your fingers off.
Why?
Are you kidding me?
Skating over my fingers?
Yes, she came so close.
Oh, I haven't even looked. I'll have to go back and look
at
the video.
That was the first thing I noticed. I gasped, which I guess isn't shocking for me, but I went, and Tucker's like, what? So I show him the video, and he literally also grabbed his chest and was like, oh my God. It looked like she was about to
I'm gonna have to go back and
cut
watch
your fingers off until you pulled your hand away.
I didn't see it from that perspective. But yeah, I did go ice skating, and I've probably gone a total of 3 times in my life. I've went once at Thompson's Point.
It's a talent.
And I went once on the Frog Pond in Boston Common. And those are this was my 3rd time.
Wow.
So I was visiting family down.
It was rusty.
I was extremely rusty. I think when I did Thompson's Point, I made it twice around the rink.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I tapped out.
It's also really strenuous on the legs and the feet.
Yes, for sure.
It's an entire workout.
It is a workout, but I think I did better. And I think with some practice, I could get there.
Yeah, for sure.
I started with 1 lap around the rink and I was basically the guy on the board. You know what I mean? Hovering next to the boards to use that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then I realized if I leaned on Maura, I could skate without the help of the board. So then I started.
You needed like the shopping cart thing.
Yeah, I was doing really well. I had done a couple laps around and my cousin was in the stands. I'm like, film me coming around because I think like I'm doing good now. So I want a good video. And so that's why he was filming. And of course, I got a little cocky and right there I slipped and I.
And you almost ate lost. Ice. Four fingers.
I gotta go back and watch it. That's scary.
It was scary. I thought that's why you posted it. It was because you fell, and then it was really almost
no.
A scary
it was because I fell, and then as I was getting up, I was using her to help me get up, but I was down on one knee, and I was telling people this. That was the moment that I proposed to her, and people were like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, I planned to fall." And then I got on one knee and I proposed to her on the ice.
Well, you can't joke about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she didn't find it funny, but a lot of other people found it funny, so. She was
a lot of things to take from that video.
She was
a fall, perhaps a proposal, perhaps losing your hand.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. I have to go back and watch it now to see the losing of the hand.
When
that wasn't
watches,
even a fear of mine.
It's like when a critically acclaimed movie comes out and they're like, the first time you watch, the second time you watch, the third time you watch.
This is all in a 7-second video. So, I would say I did a lot of traveling, a lot of driving over the week, and it was a lot of family time and. It was good. And then I got to see my niece and nephews in Virginia, and they're growing up. One's a freshman. The oldest is a freshman in high school right now. So it's crazy to talk to him like a person, you know, like I remember changing his diapers. I remember watching him and like trying to change his diapers, and he was like running around the house naked. I'm like, I got to put this diaper on you, like stop it. And him laughing at me. And then now he's like a full grown human being that has, you know, basketball practice and soccer games. I mean, he's been playing soccer forever, but and he's got high school friends. So it was wild to
he's
see
an actual
he's
person.
Got the he's got the hairstyle
TikTok hair.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. TikTok hair going on.
Did you try any fast food restaurants that we don't have here in Maine?
No. We ate a lot in the
did you go to Sheets?
No, we ate a lot in the at the house, like just made dinner. We ate out a couple times, but went to like some local spots, not any of the fast food.
I find that so hard to believe that you drove down there and you didn't try any new fast food spots on the way.
I mean, on the drive down we stopped at like a Jersey rest stop and ate Chick-fil-A, but we have Chick-fil-A.
That's not new. And I've actually been to that rest stop. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I let Lana out, she did her bathroom
they
business.
Didn't have I wanted a frosted lemonade and they're like, we don't do ice cream here, this is a rest area.
They did say my pleasure though when I asked for more Chick-fil-A sauce, so they do that. There's different, like you couldn't use the Chick-fil-A app because it's like a rest
that's
stop
what I'm
one.
Saying it's different,
there's different rules for it. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I was focused on the vacation, but let's talk about the weather a little bit. It was crazy this weekend. It was so nice.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I went for a bunch of walks around the neighborhood with Lana and just mentally preparing for the fact that I had to be back in work. And then Saturday night was great out at the old port. I wasn't sure how many people were going to come out because, you know, the next day people had plans for the Super mm-hmm. Bowl. Are they reserving their energy? But I think it was just such a nice day that people wanted to get out and party. So it was a good night at Oasis on Saturday night. But I'm sad that we're going to get snow here coming on tomorrow.
I know. Thank God it's tomorrow, not Wednesday. Oh. I can't experience that again. I can't have another canceled flight. I won't do it, actually. I refuse.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Well, that was fun. Maine's fall spring is over. It's a wrap. Our next snowstorm arrives tomorrow, manana. Coastal York and Cumberland counties down to the seacoast and the North Shore could see close to a foot of snow. North of Portland and Casco Bay totals should be much lower.
It's very freaky what's happening.
With the weather?
Yeah. All the rain we got, all the flooding we got in January, and now we're having a beautiful spring day. We're going to get a snowstorm tomorrow. It's hot and cold.
It's hot and she's cold.
It literally feels like the end of the world. What was that movie? The day before yesterday or the day before tomorrow? That's what it feels like. It's going to happen.
All I know is when I was a kid, way back when, I remember winter would hit, the ground would be covered in snow, and then you wouldn't see the grass until spring.
I know.
But we've had spring days. It's wild. An SUV smashed through the front of Prime Nails and Spa in Scarborough on Saturday afternoon, causing extensive damage. The fire department says no one was injured in the incident. Prime Nails and Spa say they will be closed until further notice. Put this in here because it's literally right across the street from us.
What the heck?
Did you see the picture of it? It's kind of remarkable that nobody was injured in this because...
Wait, I didn't even notice this when I drove by.
The SUV literally is sitting inside the nail salon. It's right next to Jersey Mike's.
That's awful.
They had to evacuate all of the businesses in that little strip there, and they were checking for possible gas leaks. Luckily, none of that happened, but now they need to make sure the structure is safe before they can reopen Prime Nails.
Why does this happen? I feel like people crashing into businesses happens way too often.
Yeah, a lot lately.
How is it happening? You're accidentally hitting the gas and you're not in reverse?
I think everybody's just stoned when they're driving.
Well, that's really sad, and I feel for the nail salon. I've been there multiple times.
Or on their phone, or elderly, and then it's one of those three things. That's either stoned, elderly, or on your phone. And then you
That's
crash into
crazy.
A store. I have no science to back that up, but I feel like I'm right on that one. I
feel like I'm right. It happened at 3:40 p.m.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, people were in all of the businesses over there. And when you see the picture of it, it's remarkable that nobody got hurt.
Yeah, that
thankfully.
That is crazy.
Kansas City Chiefs became the first Super Bowl repeat champion in 19 years, answering San Francisco's field goal in overtime with a Patrick Mahomes touchdown pass for a 25-22 win. Mahomes and Coach Reid are now halfway to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, who won 6 championships in 20 years together. We'll just keep it with the football for 5 things, and then we'll talk about the whole extravaganza of it for Dirty on the 30.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are we going to talk about Travis Kelce bumping and screaming at that coach?
To Coach Reid?
That gave me the ick.
Travis said that he was just telling him he loves him, and then the coach said that he was just caught off balance.
Are you lying?
No, that's what...
Is that confirmed?
That was what he said. That's not what he said, but that's what he said he said.
He looked like he was about to rip his head off.
Yeah, I think all that goes away when you win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Portland plans to start construction on a new waterfront park along Commercial Street within the year, bringing a green space to the area, which I think is great. Portland Harbor Common, it's going to be called, will be built at the end of India Street on 2 acres of land that were once ferry queuing lanes. They've been used for parking since 2018, and that's sad to see this go. I feel like... And they reiterated this in the Press Herald article. There's better use for waterfront property than parking lots. Like, you could put that further inland. And so we'll have some green space right there that you can, you know, maybe walk the pup around and it'll be right there on the water. Also,
is it going to be like the lawn on D?
That'd be cool. Also, I really hate what is being used for now, which is an impound for the parking ban, because that's where I had to go pick up Maura's car. When she parked in a spot that I thought was legal, she thought was legal, but apparently after we parked there on multiple snow bans, the city decided, no, it's not legal anymore, and towed it. And then that was like a $200-something fine. So I had to go down to this parking lot. So I'm not sad to see this go, although I'm sure they'll find another place to pull people's cars to. But I have a bad memory attached, a bad morning memory attached to getting up and having to take her down there and deal with that mess at the impound lot. So...
Let's bulldoze
the lot, I guess, and put some grass there. Last thing for 5 things. Shout out to Gorham, Maine native Mackenzie Holmes. Immortalized in the history books at the University of Indiana on Sunday, the All-American senior forward passed Tyra Buss's 2,364 points to become the women's basketball program's all-time leading scorer. So congratulations. In the history
so
of
impressive.
University of Indiana women's basketball, Mackenzie Holmes, a Mainer, has the most points. You'd love to see it. That is 5 things you need to know. Made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Over 25,000 victories for injured Mainers since 1974. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Let's talk about the big game. Usher performed a highly anticipated set at the Super Bowl 58 halftime show. Started with Caught Up, You Don't Have to Call, Loving This Club. Alicia Keys joined him on stage to perform If I Ain't Got You and My Boo. She missed the first couple notes, but it was all right. I thought she recovered and sounded great towards the end.
Yeah, she sounded so good.
People were pretty towards critical the end, of but, the beginning.
But the first two words was like, oh...
The picture of Usher hugging her during the performance definitely gained a lot of traction on the socials. Probably the most shared photo from the game that I saw, that or Kelce going after Coach Reid there for a little bit. Swizz Beatz, oh, I had it pulled up. Everyone was like, nah, my wife. My wife wouldn't, Usher wouldn't do that to my wife. Nah. Like,
they've actually been rehearsing this all week.
And that's what I told Maura. She was like, you don't think that he could have just added that hug in like last second? It's not a big dance move. I'm like, all of this is very timed and planned out. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. He said, y'all talking about the wrong damn thing. Everybody was talking about Usher. Don't leave your girl around me.
Yeah. What's he talking about?
He said, y'all don't see that amazing dress covering the entire stadium? Because she had the big flowing red dress when it started on the piano.
I noticed that. I didn't realize it was part of her dress.
Tonight's performance was nothing but amazing with two amazing giants. Congrats, Usher, and my love, Alicia Keys. That song is a classic. We don't do negative vibes on this side. We make history. And then he plugged his art exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum on the post.
Good for him.
He is not salty about it, even though everybody was reposting that saying, oh, Swizz, what's your girl doing? What else happened during the...
Also, Usher has been in like a long-term relationship and got a marriage license over the weekend.
Right.
So he's happily taken as well.
I think it was just part of him taking the fun of the Vegas residency to the Super Bowl. Because in the Vegas...
sex appeal.
In the Vegas residency, he would walk up to all of the famous...
He would serenade people.
Yeah, famous women in the crowd and serenade them. And then...
We saw what happened with Keke Palmer.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where my head was at there. I'm like, oh, he's just doing this, but with Alicia Keys. Jermaine Dupri showed up to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Usher's Confessions album. Usher performed the title track Nice and Slow, Burn, You Got It Bad. Her came through with a great guitar solo. And then during a quick change, Usher came back on stage with roller skates and performed OMG with Will.i.am. Will.i.am said, nah, I'm not putting on those skates. That's all you, Usher. He just walked out
there.
Too
difficult.
But it was impressive. More, that was the part that won more over. She was watching. She's like, he's dancing, singing on skates. I'm in love. Like, this is amazing. Like, I love this performance. Crushing it.
It was so impressive.
Yeah, the skates were impressive. And then the cut to our guy Little John doing Turn Down For What. I got the crowd hyped. Did you see the video? They're like, can somebody check on this guy?
Who went flying
in the air in the background. He was really getting crazy.
What do they call that in cheerleading? It was like a basket toss.
Like an acrobatic move.
Yeah.
Sure. And then it ended, and you knew it was going to end on this one. It ended with Lil Jon and Luda joining Usher on stage, and they performed Yeah. I love all the memes that came out. I think like that's the best part of the internet. There's a lot of toxicity, negativity on the internet.
As soon as it ended, I immediately opened Twitter.
I just love the memes that are not like too hurtful, but they're comedic and they're fun and it's not political. One of the best ones I saw was a split screen with Ben Stiller's character from Dodgeball mm-hmm. wearing the like shoulder pads and Luda, and it's literally the same outfit that Luda was wearing. Like, I know I've seen this before. Who wore it better?
So many people making fun of the fact that Usher was really sweating, like dripping sweat down his face. I was wondering, is he going to be able to wipe his eyes? He looked like he was blinking a little harder, like the sweat was getting in his eyes, and that's an extremely painful experience if you've ever felt that feeling. So I was concerned for him, but also like, why are we making fun of him for sweating? This man is dancing his ass off for us. This is a performer. We want there to be sweat.
Somebody said, thank you for showing us what it looks like for a person to actually perform during.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a regular person to perform and perspire during the right? Super Bowl performance, because he was giving it his all for that length of period.
And I gotta be honest, I was a little shocked and surprised that there was no Justin Bieber cameo. He was literally there.
I was so glad there was no Justin Bieber cameo.
I really thought he was going to come out.
I said, we don't need that. Let's not
do
that.
Are you serious? I feel like you're the only person that feels
that
way.
That's just because he wasn't part of my like Usher upbringing. He was part of your Usher upbringing. Right. OMG was cool for hype, but that
Usher is his mentor.
I know.
Anywho, I was really surprised that I was like, wait, what?
No, I'm glad he didn't come out. I think I might be the only person that was glad he didn't come out. I'm like, let's just focus on, you know, Luda. Lil Jon was hype and
everything was so good.
Great. Beyonce, she knows how to break the internet during the Super Bowl, crushed it. First, Bey appeared in a Verizon commercial during the game, and then she teased a new album. And during the Verizon spot, she said, okay, they ready, dropped the new music. I told y'all the Renaissance isn't over. And I heard that, and I'm like, I don't even know what she's talking about. Like, I didn't process it.
Really? I knew right away. I went and looked.
You went and looked right away?
Yeah.
I just happened to hop on my phone and then saw the post from her, and I go, oh my God, that's what she was talking about? We have new music from her.
People were saying that Beyonce announcing this second album, like the part two of Renaissance, or it's not going to be Renaissance, it's something else, but saying that that's like getting engaged at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, I saw people saying like...
completely stealing Usher's shine.
Like, girl, we just watched Usher and we're trying to watch the Super Bowl right now. We can't handle... I'm literally, the game's on and I'm playing the songs in the background.
I know. Hear
what they sound like. We got the teaser. We got two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. And we know that Renaissance 2, Act 2, is going to have a country lean to it. So get those cowboy boots and the cowboy hats ready. March 29th, it's going to drop. But we do have the two songs. I'll give you a little bit of Texas Hold'em right now.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no Hold'em. Hey, lay your cards down.
Yeehaw! I was like, how salty are the authentic country fans gonna be when the best country album of the year is from Beyonce? Are they going to be able to admit it? Let's see. I can't wait for that to drop March 29th. And it's 30 under 30, and you know we got to talk about it. Travis Kelce sealed his 2024 Super Bowl win with a kiss from Taylor Swift.
Mwah.
Couldn't turn the TV off until we saw Taylor Swift meeting her guy on the field. Is it going to happen? Are they going to get the kiss? Of course. After the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime, 25-22 at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, Kelce found his girlfriend on the field and kissed her repeatedly. The two embraced and were holding each other as they celebrated the win.
That woman is damn near in tears. Travis is emotional. That's real love. That's what you can get when you have the good support of a woman behind you. He has had one hell of a season. In the playoff run that he had, when he ended a little bit slower in the regular season, you got to give Travis all the credit.
If I just had a good woman behind me, I could win the Super Bowl too.
Right.
That was a little cringe, but hey, congratulations to Travis Kelce. If you notice, she was covering her mouth during there's
she should.
I know, but I'm like, she's such a pro. She knows that every lip reader, there's literally 8 cameras around them while they're embracing, like in their face. She's got it down.
And I like that she was grabbing his face, like she put both her hands like on his cheeks and was like, mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised she didn't get the ick after listening to this.
Cheese Kingdom!
Send me that. I'm going to play that on my 7 a.m. flight Wednesday morning when we're taking off. I'm going to play that as loud as my phone goes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was him shouting during the Vince Lombardi trophy presentation. And they kept cutting to her, and I was getting the ick listening to him scream.
Was she just jumping and cheering him on? Or was
she was just like smiling. There wasn't a lot of emotion. But obviously, after that, the whole kiss and everything happened. So she didn't break up with him because of it, if you were wondering. I saw you started talking about this a little bit last week, Kim Kardashian, OBJ.
They're dating.
Odell Beckham. They were spotted spending time together in Las Vegas for Super Bowl weekend. What were you talking about? They were spending some Grammy festivities together.
At the Grammys, there were after parties, and they were in the same car driving to a party, and then right before they got to the location, they hopped out and got in a separate car. Like, someone hopped out, got in a separate car, and then they went to the party, so when they arrived, they got out of different cars.
Oh,
but someone saw them doing the switcheroo and was like, what the heck?
That's funny. Well, the rumor couple both attended Michael Rubin's famous Fanatic Super Bowl party at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday. There wasn't any PDA, but they definitely seemed together. A partygoer shared with people, other VIP guests. His parties were always wild. Neo, Queen Latifah, Jelly Roll, Diplo, Guy Fieri, Russell Wilson, French Montana, Robert Kraft, Lil Baby, Lala Anthony, Ice Spice, Winnie Harlow, and more were on hand. Kim Kardashian and the Baltimore Ravens wide receiver were then spotted at the Wynn in Sin City not long after.
So what I want to know is, are all these celebrities going to stick around? Are there going to be any stragglers on Wednesday? No. I'll be there at noon.
They're already out of town. They're already on to the next adventure.
I'm really hoping that I bump into someone in the lobby.
You know, who you might see? Carrot Top is probably still there.
Of course he is. He has like a residency.
I know. There was a slider of like celebs at the Super Bowl. I don't know if like House of Highlights or somewhere posted it on Instagram, and I was looking for him, and they're all like massive names. And then in the middle was Carrot Top. I'm like, they tried to be slick and sneaking Carrot Top here. But of course he was at the game. Ozzy Osbourne blasted Kanye West on social media on Friday, claiming that the rapper used a recording of a classic Black Sabbath song without Osbourne's permission.
Gotta watch out for the knife. This the Game of Thrones. Yeezy not the clones. Elon, where my rocket ship? It's time to go home.
That's off of Carnival. In a post on X on Friday, Ozzy said Kanye reached out to ask if he could sample a portion of the 1983 live performance of Iron Man, but he was refused permission because he is an anti-Semite and has caused untold heartache to many. Osbourne wrote that in caps. Kanye West allegedly went ahead and used the sample anyway at his album listening party. Osbourne claims, "I want no association with this man." And then Ye ultimately released the song Carnival without that sample. So that sample you heard right there, not on the official release of Vultures Volume 1. Ozzy's wife and representative Sharon Osbourne issued a statement saying, "We are considering legal action. Our team have spoken with theirs." If you don't get
That's
permission.
That's crazy that he said no.
If you don't get permission. There was some other artists too that were having. Was it Donna Summer? There was another.
Oh, I did see her camp said something.
An artist that. Her estate said something.
Estate.
But it's crazy that, you know, he used a bunch of samples that didn't get cleared. And if they don't get cleared by their.
Are we surprised that he did that?
Owner, I feel like they shouldn't be included.
If someone did that to him.
Oh, he'd be pissed. Of course.
And unfortunately, that was the one song that I did listen to because you had texted something about it. You said like the Travis Scott concert attendees would go nuts for Carnival.
Yeah, the 14-year-old boys who took their shirts off at the Travis Scott concert are going to love Carnival.
I gave that one song a listen and I was like, he did this on purpose.
What? Made that song on purpose?
No, made like a good album.
Oh, you liked the song?
Yeah, and now I don't know. Like we
did. You listen to the whole album. You like it?
No, I didn't. That was the one song I listened to, but I was like, oh no.
I like this one.
I felt like the Grinch when his heart starts growing. I was like, no, 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 no.
Well, everybody wasn't on the album. That didn't make the cut. So I don't think he got that sample cleared.
You mean New Body?
No, I mean everybody.
Everybody. Oh, the everybody. Yeah.
New
what
Body
the heck?
Also wasn't on there because that didn't get cleared.
Wait, what? That's kind of wild because people were so excited about that.
Right. Well, this is volume one, so maybe it'll pop up on volume two if there is a volume two, but just be happy if you're a Kanye fan that you got something from him. I got excited thinking that this was going to be a new music announcement because there have been rumors of Dr. Dre and Snoop working on an album together, a project together, release some music together. On Saturday, the Legends released a trailer and it was like Pulp Fiction-esque, tribute to Pulp Fiction, very cinematic footage. And it turned out to be an advertisement for gin and juice brand beverage. As soon as I saw the product placement in the video, I was like, oh, I thought we were getting an announcement for it. And according to the @by Dre and Snoop Twitter account or X account, the beverage is going to come out in apricot, citrus, melon, and passion fruit. Basically, it looks like a seltzer, but I guess it must be gin for the alcohol if it's called gin and juice.
That's fun. I like that. I would try it.
Yeah, I'll give that a whirl from Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg has to come back after the cereal gate. I talked about that last week. He is suing Post Cereal and Walmart.
I saw that.
Because they did not put his cereal on the shelves.
There's conflicting views on that.
Have you seen it in the store? I haven't.
I haven't seen it in the store, but they're saying that it didn't sell well, and if it sells well, they would have put it on the shelves more and yada yada.
Mm-mm. He thinks they didn't give it a fair shot.
I gotta be honest, I don't really pay that much attention in the cereal aisle. Like, I know what I want, and I go get it. They should have gave him a few end caps, if you will. You know, a few of those.
Yes, those do well.
If I saw, what was it called? Snoop Loops?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch.
But can he really sue for that when that's clearly a ripoff of Fruit Loops?
That's what I was wondering, because all of those cereals are not original. They've right. all been done before. He had, one was literally Fruit Loops, but it had marshmallows in it. One was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the other one was something else generic. I can't remember.
I guess it's just suing for bad business practices on the behalf of like Walmart. And was it Post Cereal that makes the brand? Yeah, that seems strange. Him and Master P. Well, hopefully you'll see gin and juice brand beverage out and about, and it'll be a little easier to come by.
This one, I feel like there'll be no issues people buying it, because people buying it are adults. With the cereal, it's kids being like, oh, can we please get this?
Right.
This one, the adults have the credit card and the ID, and they're like, oh, I'm going to try this.
Oh, yeah, I'm a millennial. I'm going to reminisce. Let me get that Dre and Snoop.
Let me get that gin and juice.
The can reminded me a little bit of, what was it called? What was Travis's seltzer?
Cacti.
And I feel like that had a pretty good buzz. It was doing well.
I liked it. I drank them.
And then obviously the tragedy happened, and then they stopped.
And they discontinued it.
Yeah, they discontinued it.
I still have one can in my fridge that I'm going to sell and make millions.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
I can't wait to see the ratings on this thing, because I feel like everybody was watching last night.
I know.
Either for football or for Taylor Swift or for Usher.
I feel like it may have been the most watched of all time because of Taylor Swift.
I want to know, we want to know, what was your favorite part of the extravaganza from last night? Shoot us a text, give us a call. Maybe you're a football fan, maybe you're a Chiefs fan, and the fact that they won, we'll accept that. Maybe there was a specific commercial, a specific moment when Usher brought out Luda. Whatever it is, tell us your favorite part from last night, 207-807-1104, and that'll get you in the running for these little tech of tickets, and we'll pick our winner before 9. For you, what was it?
I liked when Usher was on the roller skates. I went, what? Are they really doing this? Yeah. Oh my God. I was so impressed.
That was impressive.
You took his shirt off. Oh my God.
I was impressed by it because I knew how hard it was to skate after doing the ice skating
right.
thing a few days ago. I said, wow.
You can relate.
He's skating, he's singing, he's dancing, he's crushing it.
Yeah, so I was really impressed by that. A couple commercials that stood out to me. I liked the Michael Cera, Cera V commercial. I thought that was really funny.
I didn't see
funny.
That one. I missed that one.
And I loved, obviously, the Ben Affleck Dunkin' commercial with like tons of celebrities.
Yeah, non-football highlight for me was going to be the Dunkin' commercial mm-hmm. with Ben Affleck in the studio and Matt Damon.
And J-Lo. And Jack J-Lo, Harlow. And Tom Brady. Tom Brady, Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Just kept going.
Yeah, no, that was a good commercial. That was a good Dunkin' commercial right there. How do you like them donuts? That was going to be one of my highlights. Also, I'll take the viral video of Taylor Swift chugging the beer. She's just like one of us. When you get thrown on the Jumbotron, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to chug the beer. And she did it.
She chugged it the way I would chug something. It was like chug, break, chug, and then she slammed it down. Like it wasn't like a guzzle.
I would still have my money.
Had a feminine touch.
I would still have my money on her versus you in a chugging contest, though. I've seen you drink.
I can chug. I'm just not going to do a shot. She was chugging. Was she chugging white wine? What was it? Was it wine or beer? I could chug wine. I could chug beer. I could chug a seltzer. I can't chug tequila by itself.
What was the highlight for you? 207-807-1104. Maybe it was a specific moment from Usher's performance. 207-807-1104.
I don't even know why I felt the need to just defend myself like that. Like, oh, I can chug.
Oh, okay? I can beat Taylor Swift. I could do it.
So unnecessary.
You just snapped back to your college girl mentality there.
Watch
for a second.
This.
207-807-1104. You can shoot us a text. You can give us a call. Let us know the highlight for you from last night. And there was a lot going on. Ice Spice. We got to see her a lot because she was sitting right next to Taylor Swift. So every time they cut, I was like,
Lana Del Rey was up there too. I was like, what the heck is going on?
I thought that was there's a picture of Lana Del Rey like reaching up to Taylor and she's on the... not in the suite. I thought that was like a fan that she was saying hi to. I'm like, oh my God, that's Lana Del Rey. Jessica, neighbor in New Hampshire, tell us what your favorite part from Super Bowl 58 was.
Definitely when they performed, it really brings me back to my middle school days. I feel like that song was played at least 5 times during every middle school dance on a Friday night.
Of course. Still is. It still gets run. When it came on and then Luda came out, I think that's the part that everybody went crazy for. It was the Luda verse because everybody remembers all of the words to it.
Oh, absolutely.
Classic. Shout out to our guy Little John too. He did a great job. Turned down for what? Yes. Into Yeah, keeping everybody hype.
Fantastic.
They had to end it on Yeah too. I was wondering what song are they going to end it on? Is there a song that they could follow up with?
The second it started playing, I was like, no, it's over.
Oh, really?
I'm not ready.
Yeah, I want more. He did that and teased us for the Usher TD Garden shows that are coming up.
I know.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, they added a second date because the first one, I think, sold out. Mm-hmm. So there's two dates at the TD Garden in August, I believe. And as we get closer to that, keep listening. We'll give away tickets for that, too. All right?
Oh, cool.
All right, Sebastian and Alfred, tell us your favorite part from last night. What was the highlight for you?
I feel like when Usher came out, when he ripped his shirt off, I really thought that was, like, really interesting. And then for his age, like, he still looked wicked good for his age, being 45. And just ripping your shirt off and going out there and doing that. And then, of course, I'm a Chiefs fan. Obviously, Pat Mahomes and what Pat Mahomes is jumping down to win the Super Bowl. But
so as a Chiefs fan, you're taking your highlight with Usher taking off.
Now, he did find that interesting.
It's fitness goals, right? 45 years old and you're looking ripped like that, or still having abs?
Like, what is he doing? What's the secret? I'm 22 years old and I don't even look like that.
All right. That's a good highlight. We'll take that. And we'll put you in the running for these little Tekken tickets. We have until 9 and we're going to call back our winner. So you may get a call back from us, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, later. Robert from Portland, tell us what your favorite part of the Super Bowl was.
During the halftime show when Jermaine Dupri came out dressed up. I don't know what he was dressed up for. I think he was trying to imitate the Wizard of Oz movie coming up.
Well, we did have the Wicked trailer that they played during one of the commercial breaks.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, is he trying to... I'm not sure what's going on here, but it wasn't working.
So you liked laughing at that. And then Usher literally skated between his legs.
That was... the whole living room started cracking up. We were like, of course he had to bring out the skates. He doesn't stop with those skates.
Moro was like, who is that? I was like, that's Jermaine Dupri. Remember NeNe Leakes on The Real Housewives did an interview with Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah. You had to explain it.
That's how I had to explain it to Moro. And as soon as I like put it in Real Housewives reference, she's like, oh yeah, I remember him.
Oh, it was great.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings, Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Who do we have on the line?
Sebastian, how you doing?
Sebastian, we're doing good. All right, Sebastian, you were the Chiefs fan who also enjoyed Usher taking his shirt off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We picked your phone number at random, which means we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Lil Tecca.
Perfect, thank you.
Congratulations, February 25th, you're heading out to the MGM Music Hall for a concert. Congrats, my guy.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You know what nobody said?
What?
And I'm a little surprised, and I'm a little hurt by the fact that we got the announcement last night that...
Beyonce?
Yeah, we're getting a new Beyonce album next month.
Did you listen to the snippet?
She dropped 2 songs last night.
I know, but when I saw, they were only on Tidal, and I don't have Tidal.
I got Tidal, so I had to pull that up and play it.
I had to settle for the sneak preview.
Moro was like, pull it up, play it.
I liked what I heard from the little bit.
She was cool on 16 Carriages. She really liked Texas Hold'em. Mm-hmm. I take her opinion on that because she's a Beyonce fan and she also dabbles in country. Mm-hmm. I am a Beyonce fan but despise country. But now I'm going to go buy some cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
Yeehaw!
And get ready for Act 2.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We talked a little bit about commercials during the Super Bowl last night. We didn't mention the Kick of Destiny, too. Did you watch the Kick of Destiny?
No.
Rob Gronkowski tried to kick a 25-yard field goal to win money for FanDuel users. This is the second year. He did it, missed last year. And for the second year in a row, Gronk missed the kick of destiny wide right on this one this year.
That's rough.
Moore's like, don't you think he would be practicing for this? How could he miss 2 years in a row?
Probably because they're telling him, don't do it.
Well, it doesn't matter. You could pick for or against Gronk. So basically, you could bet against him to miss it, or you could bet for him, and then you get a portion of however they divvy up the $10 million in the bonus bets from FanDuel. And he just looks so silly out there with his one bar helmet. Here's a picture of him in the corner so you can see the helmet he was wearing when he went to run out in pads and kick.
He's such a goofy guy.
The promo for it leading up to it had John Cena thinking that he was going to do the kick, and then Gronk's like, no, I'm coming back to do it again. The promo after he missed the kick was John Cena like cheering like, yes, can't believe he missed it. And then there was a kind of a sad moment because it was an interaction with Carl Weathers, who had passed away. Like, they clearly filmed it.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? They filmed it prior to the kick, and it was like him reacting to him missing the kick. And then they did like a little tribute, like a rest in peace tribute to him. But RIP to the legend there. I don't know if you talked about. When did that happen last week?
I think I talked about it on Monday. It happened over the weekend.
It was so wild.
It was released over the weekend or something.
Yeah, it was so wild being unplugged from like pop culture all of last week. Like, so this is what it's like for like normal people to not know anything that's going on in the world.
Watching the Grammys with Tucker was so funny because he kept saying, who's that person? Who's that? And I literally was like pointing out everyone. He was like, when it showed like Billie Eilish's parents, he was like, who's that girl? I was like, Phineas's girlfriend. And I was like, how do I know this?
Well, we were watching.
It's disturbing.
We were watching the Super Bowl last night, and was it Alesso that was the DJ?
No, it was Cascade.
Cascade. Sorry. I got my.
That's so offensive.
My EDM DJs mixed up. Cascade was the DJ. I go, What happened to Tiesto? I thought Tiesto was supposed
to. He had a family emergency.
I know. And then Moore is explaining to me the family emergency. I'm like, how do you know this? And she's like, it was in the news. Like, people were talking about it.
Yeah, it was.
I'm like, I'm so unplugged. And then I looked and saw at some of the topics that you were talking about last week.
Yeah.
And I saw that you had mentioned the family
replacement.
Yeah, the family emergency and the replacement and all of that. I'm like, wow, 1 week off from Dirty on the 30. And I'm just totally like clueless on anything that's going on. So unplugged. But we're back in action. And now it's your turn to get unplugged again. You got one more day with me.
Viva Las Vegas!
Yeah, you're gonna hear that over and over again.
It's gonna be me.
Chiefs Kingdom!
Not this part. I don't know if you'd be yelling Las Chiefs Vegas! Kingdom.
We've been fighting for all red all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas!
Tara on the plane Tuesday.
Viva!
Wednesday.
How about when the plane lands, you know, when people usually clap and it's annoying? Like, how about I start playing that?
Yeah, there you go.
When we land in Vegas.
I don't think you play it. I think you just reenact it.
That would literally strain my voice so badly. It sounded like he lost his voice.